some of my fears were, where was I really going to work like 12 to 14 hours a day?
Do you?
And actually, I don't.
You only work 10, right?
Yeah, it's only 10.
You're one of those slackers, aren't you?
Yes. I was very nervous about that, and then I realized it's really about what you do while you're here and how much you want to put into it. Yeah. Like blogging, even though it's kind of like outside the scope of what I do, and although I wish I could do more, you know, that's what it seems to be at Microsoft. There's always new things. You're always coming up with ideas, but you have to figure out the time.
Yeah.
So and something that I learned, not so much a misconception, but something that I learned that it was one day, it was like that light bulb,
right.
And I actually learned this from the mentoring program,
yeah.
Was you can never get ahead. You can't even get caught up. Don't even try to think, like, this week I'm going to catch up on all my stuff. It's just, there's too much.
Yeah.
And you just have to constantly, like, reorganize and
yeah.
reprioritize.
That's the tough thing I'm going through right now.
Yeah.
Just the email flow. Particularly when you get more and more responsibility. Now you get more and more email.
And you just continue to delegate. You start triaging your emails. You start actually typing on your laptop. I went back to my college a year ago, I believe it was, maybe a year or two ago, to do a kind of like a small presentation on what I do and why I become an SDET at Microsoft, a software design engineer and testing. It's basically, I could be a developer, but I'm also a tester, so I write automation
okay.
to automate testing. Instead of doing everything manual every single night, we have software that runs those type of suites for us.